I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Two musicians turned web developers have created a product inspired by an online dating app, but filled with pictures of cats. I downloaded the app to learn more and found out what it's like to start a tech business in New Haven. To swipe left or right? That's the deep question at the heart of Tinder, a dating app where singles, and others, look at side-by-side pictures of potential matches and pick the cuter one based on a simple finger motion. Doug Slaywin is co-founder of Super Panda Apps. He says a while back he was on the dating scene, using Tinder.
No judging.
And at the same time was seeing a barrage of cat photos on Facebook.
And I thought, oh, well, you know, what if I somehow combine them to have people swipe to decide which cat was cuter?
He shared his idea with his business partner, who is also a musician, and quickly started working on a catchy jingle. Soon, an app was born. It's called Smitten, that's smitten without the E. User photos are submitted and shared, and every month, the owner of the cat voted cutest wins some free pet supplies. The idea down the road is to make the app profitable through advertisements, app purchases, and sponsorships with pet retailers. But business partner Ned Hadari says it's still a tech industry, which means...
Everybody has a different take on how you should run your company. In this community, in the startup community, ideas are almost worthless.
What's valuable, Hadari says, is staying true to your company's vision, maybe making some money, and having fun.
And there were many conversations that Doug and I had where we were going completely down dark avenues. And we just had to take a step back and say, okay, look, what is it that we're really doing? Who are we really? And let's just stay true to that and cut out the noise.
Doug Slaywin says musicians face those challenges too.
It's always a struggle between something you're working on that has some integrity and then kind of staying away from distractions.
New Haven isn't Silicon Valley, but Hadari says the city's tech culture is supportive of new ideas. He found Smitten's programmer through a startup luncheon in the city, and during the week, Hadari works out of a collaborative office space in a local coffee shop. Going forward, Hadari says the idea is to take their concept for Smitten to other well-trafficked corners of the internet, adopting the platform to allow users to decide on things like best cake or tattoo. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.